I'm in the Palm Springs Cemetery District Desert Memorial Park and Wellwood Marie Cemetery. It's a cold day. It's in the desert, and the desert, as you know, you expect it to be pretty hot. But today, it is actually quite cold, and it's windy. It will last apparently one day, and then it goes back to being absolutely roasting hot again. The thing is, I was told this morning that this is where Frank Sinatra is buried, and along with people like Sonny Bono and Hugo Montenegro, if you remember the song The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. So, I don't know, is it bizarre interest? I'm not too sure exactly why, but I wanted to come and have a look, and I wasn't really too sure what I'd find. The cemetery is very quiet. There's next to nobody here. It's very, very clean. I'm on my own, actually. There's absolutely nobody around. In the middle is a special part of the cemetery, which is for the fallen soldiers. And I'm absolutely amazed at what I've found, because I would have thought, certainly Sonny Bono, if you remember, he came to England as part of the team Sonny and Cher, and had quite a few hits, did quite well with things like The Beat Goes On, and Cher of course went on to have her career, still doing quite well, and here Sonny Bono became the mayor of Palm Springs. I'm going to put a photograph of myself standing with Sir Berks at that particular statue, which is in the middle of Palm Springs town. Now, the cemetery is totally and utterly not set up for tourists. It's in an area which is actually very difficult to get to. We had a bit of a problem managing to get the car into the cemetery, basically because there's a few roadworks going on. But there's absolutely nothing to tell people that this is where legends are buried. And I'm on plot, what number was it? Plot B35, or as they say, actually, section B35. Which is where Sonny Bono is buried. It took me ages to find his particular gravestone. They're set in the ground. There's no, not like in England where we have the tombstones or the headstones over the grave. These are flat, so you don't actually see anything. There's the odd bunches of flowers set up, but that was when I found Sonny Bono's. So I'm now walking across these wide, obviously you can imagine on the days that the funerals or, you know, the interment has actually taken place, that all the cars would have been around with lots and lots of people, but to my amazement, there's absolutely nothing to tell you where Frank Sinatra really is buried. This is the Veterans Chapel I'm just walking through now. It's the 1st Battalion, 7th Marines in Korea, 1950 to 1953. Dedicated the 23rd of May, 1999. If I had to do it over, had to face it once again, I wouldn't change a moment, and I'd do it with these men. And then there's another one here, which is, this monument is dedicated to honour all men and women of the armed forces who offered their lives to preserve a way of life and sustain the eternal light of freedom in America. A grateful nation will always cherish their memories. Dedicated November the 11th, 2002, by Jewish war veterans of the USA. Lieutenant Commander Ben Dobris, Post 750, Palm Springs. Okay, I'm heading back to my own car now, because my chauffeur, Anne, my wife, is waiting for me, and I have to find section, I think it's B9, let me just have a quick look here, no, it's B8. Now, apparently, I'm not being clever, I'm just repeating what I was told. Frank Sinatra came here because his parents, Anthony Sinatra and Natalie Sinatra, are buried here. So is Frank's uncle, Vincent Mazzola, Frank's friend, Billy Rizzo, and Barbara's parents, Charles Blakely and Irene Blakely. These people are all buried here, which is why Frank Sinatra was laid to rest at this particular point. As I'm saying, I know it's a bit colder today. Incidentally, when I say cold, relative to the cold in England, this will be probably around, I don't know, maybe 7 degrees Celsius, something like that. But there is absolutely nobody here. I've been in the office, I've had a quick chat with the lady who gave me the information as to where to look. There is just one bunch of flowers on Frank Sinatra's stone, otherwise absolutely nothing to tell you where Frank Sinatra is laid to rest and after the life that he led. That's absolutely amazing, really. Other parts of the cemetery are very nice. Maybe I should go and look for some of the other people who are on the piece of paper. This is an information leaflet which is given to tell us who to look for. Let me see any of the names I can see here. Sonny Bono, Salvatore Philip, aka Sonny. Jar Jar Gabor's mother, Julie Gabor, is buried here. There's another names that I obviously don't know. Magda Gabor, Jar Jar's sister, and Betty Hutton. I think I remember that name. I think she's an actress, isn't she? And I think, apart from Hugo Montenegro, I don't really know many of the other names. Obviously, a big part of American culture. But the one that I wanted to come and see, Francis Albert Sinatra. December the 12th, 1915 was his date of birth. And he died, what was that date? May the 14th, 1998. So there we are. Would you be absolutely amazed? Nothing to see. Absolutely nothing to see. Shall I just push me up and see if that lady would give me a quick interview?
Okay.
Hey?
Have you got your tape?
Got I did. Basically, I make. Do you know what podcasts are?
What?
Podcasts.
Podcasts?
Yeah.
So I
go around the world doing very different things to a lot of people. Just really, I had no idea what I would find here, you know. And would you give me about 2 or 3 minutes just to have a quick word from you?
Well, but I'm probably not the right person to talk to. What is it?
Just really, just about the fact that it's so sort of low key, and I suppose it's had to. Is it to keep tourists away? Is it, you know, was that the idea?
Low key to keep. We don't keep tourists away. They come here all the time from all over the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if I just do a little taping with you?
Well. You probably want to talk to the manager.
Okay.
Desert Memorial Park, Jan speaking. Can I put you on hold just for a second? Well, how about if I call you back then? I've got to take care of something first. I shouldn't have really answered the phone, so what's your number? Okay, this is Bell Block. I'll be right back. Bye-bye. Okay, podcasts, right? Okay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Just totally ad hoc, I just happened to be in the area speaking to a relative. I'm from England, I live in Spain.
Okay.
And realistically, I make podcasts that you know, have all sorts of things, people that are in sports or in entertainment. I don't really go for the total glamour side, quite honestly. You know, I'm not sort of chasing anything that I sell. It's just basically, I like to try and inform people of where I've been, so in case they'd like to do the same thing, you know. And it was just, it's quite a surprise to me to see that somebody like Frank Sinatra is laid to rest in a very, very quiet place like this.
Well, this is, whenever you see a cemetery that's like this, and the name says Memorial Park, it's the cemetery is to be like a park-like setting. That's so
do you mind if I tape?
It's
a little technical.
I understand that, yeah. but I don't really know who you are.
Okay.
I don't, so,
just hope I've got a card with me, because really, as I say, I'm only here really on a holiday, and it's just on a slight whim that I thought, see, what have I got with me? I've got an identity card, that's the first thing.
Okay, but that doesn't. What's the purpose of your podcast?
The world is full of fantastic information.
Correct.
Okay, I could have driven past. It's a cold day. It was difficult getting here. I thought, well, I'll come in and, you know, actually have a look. I didn't know what I'd find, and I didn't know, for example, that Sonny Bono was here or Hugo Montenegro. These are people. I've listened to their music. I've been in another part of the globe. You know, I'm now here in America. Not many people come across and do what I'm doing. You know, you don't actually get many people that will come from my part of the world to actually see these things that we see on the TV. So, just basically.
Well, actually, we get people from all over the world all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of numbers, it's a very small number that will actually, you know, if you're a Frank. I'm not a Frank Sinatra fan, not particularly. I'm not particularly a fan of a particular thing. It's just, I just like to find out about things, and then and then I put little messages on the internet so that people, if they want to follow the trail and, you know, can do that sort of thing themselves. And, you know, it's not difficult. I mean, I can do this without the aid of you or anybody.
Absolutely.
So the whole point about podcast, I'm a teacher by profession.
Okay.
Then I'm also a broadcaster by profession. And now, because the podcasting thing is, it means I can choose who I talk to, who I want to talk to, and what I put on the internet.
Correct.
I'm not at the behest of any radio stations, any people that want to make money. I don't make money out of it. I don't want to make money out of it. I just like to open my mind and find out what's in here in front of us. A lot of people who.
Okay, do you have a link to your podcast?
Yes,
okay.
I do have a website.
You don't have a car or something?
Well, as I say, I haven't actually come out on a business trip. It's just basically, if you wanted to find my website, it's Google Best. It's,
this is my card.
Thank you very much indeed. It's www.vincetracy, vincetracy.com.
Okay.
And, you know, these people, we've all grown up with the music, and I find it quite sad when I see sort of, it's all like, it's like the, I don't know, you're telling me they're not forgotten, but it's very quiet, isn't it? I didn't expect to find it quite. I sort of expected like a monument or
Well, since Sinatra lived down here, this was his home, and when his mom passed away, he put her here, and then he went back and moved his father from Hoboken and moved his father out here.
Yes.
And he just liked the understatedness of this. This is a public cemetery. This is not a private cemetery. It's a special district.
Yes.
And the whole concept of a memorial park is to give it a park-like setting.
Right.
So there are no huge above-ground monuments. There, everything's Sinatra's grave is just like someone who may not be an anybody to you.
Mm.
So it's...
So what now would trigger, in my mind, is, you know, was that something that he had wanted beforehand? Because obviously, you know, I'd have to read around the subject, but I mean...
Just think about it. Frank Sinatra could have gone anywhere in the world to be buried that he wanted.
And he chose
anywhere.
Here.
Anywhere. Mm. And if he didn't want to be buried here, he could have had his mom removed and placed someplace else.
Yeah.
But he didn't want that. He wanted to be here in this, as you say... some people come in here and they think that it's the most beautiful place. It's so serene and quiet and comforting. And for him to have chosen a place like that is even more special in their minds. But then other people come and say, wow, he's just like, it's like, you know, it's like a little pauper's kind of parade.
I am actually quite surprised because, you know, I think of Graceland and from Britain, you know, you see all the thing with Graceland and the Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The Michael Jackson thing and you know, obviously with Whitney Houston recently, and you know, I mean, this is what we get from the media, and what I'm often caught up in, and I make myself get caught up in it, but I mean, I wouldn't go and talk about Whitney Houston until maybe 10 years has gone by and you know everything's settled down and people speak very rationally and less emotionally filled, you know. I mean, I want to know a little bit more about, I mean, if he's made that decision, that's something that I would say is fantastic for the fact that we would probably not have thought he'd be like that.
Well, if you Google him, you'll find his gravesite all over the...
I've never thought of doing it before,
yeah,
you see.
You Google him,